The Kite Runner, Disc 3.
For a week, I barely saw Hassan. I woke up to find toasted bread, brewed tea, and a boiled egg already on the kitchen table. My clothes for the day were ironed and folded, left on the cane seat chair in the foyer where Hassan usually did his ironing. He used to wait for me to sit at the breakfast table before he started ironing. That way we could talk. He used to sing, too, over the hissing of the iron, sang old Hazara songs about tulip fields. Now, only the folded clothes greeted me. That, and a breakfast I hardly finished anymore. One overcast morning, as I was pushing the boiled egg around on my plate, Ali walked in cradling a pile of chopped wood. I asked him where Hassan was. "He went back to sleep," Ali said, kneeling before the stove. He pulled the little square door open. Would Hassan be able to play today? Ali paused with the log in his hand. A worried look crossed his face. Lately, it seems all he wants to do is sleep. He does his chores, I see to that, but then he just wants to crawl under his blanket. "Can I ask you something?" he said. "If you have to." After that kite tournament, he came home a little bloodied and his shirt was torn. I asked him what had happened and he said it was nothing, that he'd gotten to a little scuffle with some kids over the kite. I didn't say anything, just kept pushing the egg around on my plate. Did something happen to him, Amir Aga? Something he's not telling me? I shrugged. How should I know? You would tell me, nay? Inshallah, you would tell me if something had happened. Like I said, how should I know what's wrong with him? I snapped. Maybe he's sick. People get sick all the time, Ali. Now, am I going to freeze to death? Or are you planning on lighting the stove today? That night, I asked Baba if we could go to Jalalabad on Friday. He was rocking on the leather swivel chair behind his desk, reading an Iranian newspaper. He put it down and took off the reading glasses I disliked so much. Baba wasn't old, not at all, and he had lots of years left to live. So why did he have to wear the stupid glasses? Why not? He said. Lately, Baba agreed to everything I asked. Not only that, just two nights before, he'd asked me if I wanted to see El Cid with Charlton Heston at Cinema Oriana. Do you want to ask Hassan to come along to Jalalabad? Why did Baba have to spoil it like that? Oh, he's Mariz, I said, not feeling well. Really? Baba stopped rocking in his chair. What's wrong with him? I gave a shrug and sank in the sofa by the fireplace. He's got a cold or something. Ali says he's sleeping it off. I haven't seen much of Hassan the last few days, Baba said. That's all it is then? A cold? I couldn't help hating the way his brow furrowed with worry. Just a cold. So, are we going Friday, Baba? Yes, yes, Baba said, pushing away from the desk. Too bad about Hassan. I thought he might have had more fun if he came. Well, the two of us can have fun together, I said. Baba smiled and winked. Dress warm, he said.